Are you ready to have an intelligent, no BS discussion about social justice issues in America and around the world? Then join us for another episode of The First Shot with your host, Nick Brannigan. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The First Shot Roundtable. This is going to be Racism Part 2, Part 2. Today, I'm joined by three wonderful people, and actually I have an announcement to make about two of them, and we want to welcome the new, our third is a new person to the show, and we are going to have a wonderful show today. So let me first start off with one, Polly in Austin, which you remember from our episode one. I've done some soul searching with this show and with this whole discussion, and I've decided to make them, and also Sarah, if you remember Sarah from the last episode, she couldn't join us today, but I'm going to make them permanent additions to The First Shot when it comes to this roundtable discussion. We're going to be discussing different subjects in regards to social justice, racism, so on and so forth, things around the world, things that affect you and me, all of us together in this big melting pot of stuff. But I want to let you know that Polly, Austin, and Sarah will be permanent. So we're going to be bringing on different guests, and we're going to be having some kick-ass discussions. So just stay tuned for more. But listen, today we're joined by Andrea McHugh.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, and thank you, Andrea, for joining us. Let me tell you a little bit about Andrea. She has been writing for the last 10 years. Yes, I said 10 years. She's an author and a screenwriter. She currently right now has a blog, and it's called The Records, and it's also the word the is spelled T-H with a 3 instead of an E. You can actually find her blog at amchugh.com. Again, that's amchugh.com. So she is also going to be having a podcast. So hopefully we'll be able to listen to that when she does start it and get it up and running. But she's joining us today. Today, like I said, we're going to talk about racism once again. There's some other questions. But before we even dive into those questions, I'm going to give you, well, before we even do that, I'm going to give you a disclaimer like last time, because we all have thick skin around here. But I know some of my listeners may or may not, but we're going to talk about racism, plain and simple, okay? If you don't have thick skin, if you can't have an intelligent and logical discussion about this subject, then I would suggest not listening to this episode. I'm going to be that frank about it. We can always agree to disagree on things, but the point of this series and all of our episodes are for education. If you don't have the proper training and tools to fight, you can't win. So I know my listeners are smart and bold, so enjoy the series. And again, we're going to be talking about some heavy subjects here. So before we get into the questions, I know Polly wanted to go over something that recently happened, because it's relevant. All of this is relevant, everything that we talk about. So Polly, start us off with what you wanted to discuss about that news that came out of PA.
Okay, so CNN released a news article on the 4th of August this year about a Pennsylvania man that went into a cigar shop and was politely told, "Hey, sir, you have to wear a mask." And he brought it upon himself to get angry, go to his car, get his gun, and try to shoot at the employee of the cigar shop. And then he not only went home, when the cops came to arrest him, he thought it was going to be smart to grab an AK-47 and have a shootout with the cops. Now, this is the part where I should mention that this man was white. So do you think that he went to jail with his life, or do you think that he got carried out in a body bag? He only got shot in the leg, in the butt, and then was barred into jail peacefully, of course. So,
come on, Austin, Andrea, come on, Say something.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Was okay, so the article, was he actually white? Because I'm going to guess he was white.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's white. Yeah. He's.
Yeah.
I've seen the video because there was a video. If anybody listening to this, you can go ahead and fact check this because there's a video. There's surveillance footage. There's no sound because I would have played the sound bite on here. But there's surveillance footage of him walking back to his car. And then the shop owner came out, you know, after him saying, hey, because what it was he had grabbed a couple cigars on his way out and didn't pay for them. OK, shop owner comes out, says, hey, dude, you need to pay for that. Guy goes in his car, pulls out a pistol, freaking does one shot in the air, because you'll see this on the video. He shoots up in the air like a warning shot, and then he starts shooting at the guy. The one thing that freaking just blows my mind about the whole damn thing is the shop owner is just standing there like nothing. I'm like, someone's shooting at me. I'm going for cover.
That's so what he just decided that he was, what was it? He didn't want to wear a mask, or he just wanted to steal cigars?
Yeah, Polly.
He did not. He got irritated that they asked him to put on a mask.
Bingo. Oh,
he okay. actually yeah. did take two cigars on his way out to Correct. Get the gun.
Oh, just as like an FU to the man. Like, absolutely. I don't care what you say. I'm going to take these cigars and my mask that I'm not wearing and leave.
Mm-hmm. That's Correct.
Ridiculous. Yes.
Austin, that's... what are your thoughts?
What about my rights? I don't need a mask.
That's how they feel entitled. They feel entitled to that. Can I read what this CNN article says?
Go for it.
This is what they put. So it was like, he is facing serious charges. He is lucky to be alive, considering his action with the law enforcement. He has had a series of events which have caused him stress and depression. These are not a defense or excuse. He lost his job, just lost the custody battle for his child, and did not cope well with the virus. They're giving this man an out of trying to shoot at an employee mm-hmm. and shoot at police.
Mm-hmm. I he guarantee didn't cope well with the virus. If he had been anything but a white man, he would have been dead. They would have just killed him right there on the spot.
Absolutely. They would have unloaded their weapons. You know, they would have emptied their magazines until he wasn't moving anymore. Yeah. Am I right, Austin?
That is correct.
I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, having a little knowledge of firearms and whatnot, you know, someone's coming at you with an AK that shoots 7.62x39, and that can go through car doors, okay? You're going to try everything in your power to stay alive while this guy, you know, they're shooting at him with 40, you know, 40 caliber out of their pistols, service weapons, and he's shooting at them with, you know, some just sub-cannonball, you know?
And yeah, then they shoot Mostly, even the plates that the police officers have aren't ready for 7.62. Maybe not even 5.56.
Nope.
You'd be lucky for 9mm, maybe. Honestly,
but you're right. But again, Polly and Andrea, you guys are spot on. He's a white dude, and I'm not sitting here trying to be funny or cute about this. Again, you're seeing the disparity in the treatment of people because of the color of their skin when it comes to the same situation. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're definitely right.
Can I show evidence that this is, it just isn't fair? So in Louisiana, a man was arrested in 1997 for trying to steal a pair of hedge clippers.
Yep.
He is in jail for life. Yeah, he's in jail for life, and the Supreme Court denied his request a few weeks ago or something, probably a few days ago, denied his request to review a lower court sentence for trying to steal hedge clippers.
Correct. That is the epitome of how people of color are treated in the United States. Think about that. Marinate on that one for a minute. Hedge clippers. I bet you this dude that just did what he did in Pennsylvania is not going to get life.
Yeah, probably not.
What do you guys
think? He'll probably get like like maybe 6 months in jail, maybe a year, not even in prison, just in jail.
Damn, they might
put 6 months in jail and a year probation.
Right? That's right. Probably something like that. I'm being like hopeful that he'll at least get that. Doubtful, but I'm hoping, you know.
He might get community service.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you should.
I mean, literally, Stewart got more than he will probably.
That they're literally just saying he didn't cope well with the virus. He's just going through a lot. That's it. It's okay that he shot at people.
Yeah, right. It's totally cool that, you know, just because I'm so that means that because I've been down and depressed and stressed lately, that means I get to go out and shoot up people now, right?
Mm-hmm. Why not go whoop someone's ass?
There we go. Cool. I'm a white woman.
Can at least get a steak or something for Walmart?
Wait, what do you say? Wait, Austin, what did you say?
I was like, at least let me get a steak for Walmart or something. If we're stealing stuff at this point because we're depressed.
Right?
I'm going to Walmart. Let me
grab me a PlayStation or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm running out with a big screen. I'm depressed. Help me. I'm depressed. Fuck you. It's mine.
Like, I'm not joking about like depressed or anything. That's a real thing. But like when somebody claims it because they shot at police or... I'm depressed. That's why I did what I did. That's why I shot and refused to wear a mask.
No.
Well, I mean, because there are so many people in this world that actually can legitimately say they are depressed. And with the way that things are going, that number is getting higher and higher and higher. But there are 7 billion people in this world. At least 80% of those people have not done violent crimes. Correct. Because they're depressed. They just sit at home and they eat a lot of food or they smoke weed or they drink or they just stay at home and just be hermits. That's what they're doing. They're not going out and shooting up places.
The one thing I want to go ahead. Polly's right. I want to piggyback on what Austin said, because if you ever listen to Polly's podcast, everybody, just to let you know, Polly has beautifully chaotic. Okay. You need to listen to that.
Beautifully chaotic. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's a phenomenal podcast because she does touch on mental health issues. So it isn't, it's not a joke, and we're not trying to make light of anything here. The reality of it is, and I'm going to call it out for what it is. I'm going to call it out for what it is. We're all suffering. I don't care who you are. Even if you have a lot of money and you live in the most luxury, you suffer some way, somehow, whether it's your love life, whether it's your relationship with your family and friends, somewhere, somehow you have problems. Okay. So we all have issues. Let's call it what it is. But this instance, when, because I did see the news clip with the guy's attorney talking about him saying, oh, well, you know, he lost his job and he lost a custody battle. He's depressed, this, that, and the other. This, to me, is a bullshit excuse.
It's a cop-out.
Exactly. Because the reality of it is this. Once you pick up, I don't know how you were taught with, if you aim a gun at somebody, you better be killing them.
Right.
Because that's all there is to it. The thing is he knew damn well enough what he was doing. Oh, they told him to wear a mask. Oh, I'm so depressed. I'm going to go back to my... But the thing is, watch the video. I want you all to watch the video today or sometime. And even our listeners, I want you to watch this video, because at the end of the day, a good prosecutor will turn around and say this was premeditated. He had time enough to walk to his car, grab a handgun, turn around, shoot up in the air. First, he shot a warning shot. Okay, first of all, bullets go up, they come down. So you can still hit somebody, an innocent bystander. But he had all that time and then decided to aim it at the storekeeper and shoot at them. You knew what you were doing. It wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to someone calling you an ass or doing this, that, and the other. You pulled out a gun and just started shooting. That's a knee-jerk reaction. This dude methodically watched the video. He walked over there like it was nobody's business, picked it up, started shooting. So I'm sorry, but that's, yeah, there's a cop-out. But also, I think it's going to be his attorney's, his white attorney, of course, their defense.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot easier for white people to hide behind their mental disorders or their shortcomings, or it's a lot of, well, I'm not responsible for my actions because, and that's a big problem, I think, in our society, is everybody's using the, well, they did this. I mean, you go all the way to the top, everybody's using, but Obama, you know, and it's a lot of what the problem is today is there's too many loopholes, too much scapegoats.
Yeah. We should also say it's more white men get way more leniency than women.
Oh, hell yeah. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the same with the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, black men is getting way more attention than the black women that have died. Everyone's fighting for the black men. And then I'm like, okay, black women's dying too.
Breonna Taylor.
It's like, yeah, Breonna Taylor. Don't even get me started. But yeah, so like it's men before anything. They don't care what color. So white men is definitely ahead of us, but colored men, like, I'm trying to say black men, Mexican men, blah blah blah, they're ahead of white women. Then white women comes next, and then there's black women at the very bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic women come before black women and everything. It's just crazy.
Because
if it was a white woman, she... Oh,
go ahead,
sorry.
Keep going. No, you're fine. Keep going.
If it was a white woman, she would have got a much harsher treatment than this man did, if we're being honest.
Correct.
Well, correct. You also notice, I was just looking, what was it, on Twitter, probably within the last week, there was a picture of a little black boy that was walking down the street and got shot and killed.
Unreal.
I don't know the extent of it. I was trying to look for it, but I can't remember where I saw it. But that goes right up with the note. Like, you don't even see, I'm sure there are plenty of little black girls that have been, you know, mistreated or shot or killed. And I don't see anything about them, but I've seen a couple of children that were black boys.
And it's, You guys actually hit on a subject. I think this is going to be a whole nother damn show.
Probably.
because there, I'm going to give you a little information because I wasn't aware of this until not too long ago. They still have a slave trade going on in certain, I don't quote me this. You could fact check it for yourself, but I don't know if it's UAE. It's one of those, it's one of the Middle Eastern countries. And what they do is African women go over there to be domestics, like, you know, housekeepers, this, that, and the other. And what they do is once they get there, because these women, they, in their mind, they think they're going over there to work for a family. You know, they're the housekeeper, babysitter, this, that, and the other. They're getting paid a wage and they'll be able to support their family back in Africa, whatever country they're from, whether it's Ghana, wherever. To support their family back there because the wage they'll make over in this other country is like phenomenal compared to where they're from. Okay. Well, what they do is once they get there, the family takes this woman's passport and basically holds them hostage. They're never allowed to leave. They're never allowed to go back to Africa or see their family again.
You know, I actually remember hearing something about that. There was a, I want to say Arabic. She was Muslim. She was from the Middle East, and her Middle Eastern Instagram socialite, whatever you want to call her. She got really hit hard in the press and lost all of her following. I think it was in the last year. I want to say it was actually before the shutdown. And yeah, that was exactly what it was. It was, she had brought somebody over from Africa and she was holding their passport from them. And that's actually how I learned about that. So that is actually true. Like, I've seen that. But another thing is, I was going to say, slavery has never gone away.
No,
it's slavery still has always happened. You have your sex slavery. You have, even here in America, you have those people who bring in immigrants and basically lord themselves over them and pay them nothing wages. And it's just a huge pandemic period. It's not, or a huge epidemic period. It's not, it's never gone away. Slavery still happens.
Mm-hmm. Polly?
Yeah. I don't know what to add on to that because it's true. It's all true. Like,
oh yeah, it's definitely true. You can even somewhat see it here.
Yeah. You do. Well, I mean, well, the thing is it's, let's be realistic. You know, we're really getting off the. Well, no, actually, this does go with racism, because the one thing too is I mentioned it last time, and I played a clip from Kimberly Jones. She's the author, yeah, that she had that video. Okay, yeah, what she had said, and Austin's correct. The contract. What I want you to think about this contract was that people were okay. They gave black people a little bit each year. Let's just say that, you know, here you get a little bit here and a little bit there, and then we'll take it away. But it is still slavery, because your wages are always kept lower, your health care is always kept lower. We're always going to keep you down. Okay, you're not going to be one of us. You're not going to be an equal. We'll make a few of you that we'll throw you a bone every once in a while, but that's about it. But yeah, it is modern day slavery in that sense as well, if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. And even still, like, you know, you can go into like top executives too.
Oh yeah.
They do the same thing. They find the loopholes. They're really, really good at finding loopholes. And that's all slavery is just taking somebody else's options away to provide themselves with a better life. Mm-hmm. That is all that slavery is. And, you know, when you really put somebody in that position, no matter what status they are in life, you are forcing their hand to do something, whether they want to do it or not, because they know that if they don't, they'll get whatever it is they're trying to achieve taken away from them.
Correct. Absolutely. You're dangling the carrot on the stick.
Yeah. So,
you know, Polly, I want to thank you for bringing up those two news incidents, that are absolutely ridiculous, but that it proves our point. Let's get into some questions. I have questions for you guys today. Let's see what your thoughts are. So I'm going to actually go ahead and start with our guest, Andrea. Andrea, so the first question I have for you today, and again, I want you to be just blunt.
Okay.
With the changes around the United States and in other countries, okay, it's not just in the U.S. here, it's also happening in other countries, such as statues of known racist bigots and tyrants being removed. In the U.S., with the Confederate flag, even the latest with the name of a high school being changed in Virginia, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, I was hoping I wouldn't get asked this, honestly. Okay, so I'm going to start off with saying that I am heavily into anthropology. Mm-hmm. Before I started writing, when I was going to school, I was studying to become an archaeologist.
Mm.
So I absolutely love history. It breaks my heart to see all of them taken down, honestly, not because of the significance behind them, but because it's a piece of history and I love history. I think that I am okay with them being taken down, but I would hope that they would be still used as a educational tool.
Correct.
What worries me is by removing all of it, it's going to take away reminders of what we as humans have done in the past. And I almost see it as, but this is from my point of view.
Yeah, and this is the end.
I almost see it as a reminder to those of us who actually want to remember how nasty people got.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like, hey, you know, maybe we should, you know, not do that. But on the other hand, I see how it would be offensive to so many people, because a lot of people don't think of it the way that I think of it. They think of it as, well, look at this great person here. He did so much. And they don't realize that, you know, yeah, he did a lot, but do you realize how many people he oppressed? Do you realize what he did to these people? Being Native American myself, partially, I definitely understand oppression to an extent. Most people think I'm very white, but I was my half of my family's from Oklahoma, and they're all tribal.
Wow.
So
So you understand.
I do understand to an extent, but where I grew up in a lower class. And then when I hit a certain age, I literally went from one class to middle class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was what I saw difference wise. I didn't see anything racist against me or anything. I'm veering off. Sorry. Anything racist against me as a person, but I saw a lot of class.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, classism, I guess.
Absolutely. Because now it's turned into more so possessions,
right,
rather than the color of your skin.
Right. So, but that's my take on it. I understand the reasoning behind it. I have no opposition to it. It's just coming from my,
what you know,
my intellectual standpoint. You know, I know how much history is involved, and I worry that by taking it down, people are going to forget the significance of some things,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to happen anyways. People change, the history changes. You know, we're not in the same place we were 10 years ago as a country anyways. Mm-hmm. So, right. I mean, we've actually regressed a lot more. So,
I'm going to give you, you've hit the nail on the head with a few things, and I'm going to give you at the end, I give you my opinion on that
okay.
question. But yeah, I like what you said, but we'll move on. We'll get back to that, because I'm going to touch on some of the things you said. So my next person I want to ask this question to would be Miss Polly. Miss Polly, tell us, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so my thoughts on them removing the statues and stuff, I'm happy they've been removed, but mm-hmm. I do think it needs to go in a museum. It doesn't need to be put out in a public to be worshipped or look at our great leaders that got us to the point where we are. No, it needs to put in a museum, and it needs to unerase the history of the people that they hurt, because they definitely erased a lot of the history of the people that they, these great leaders, quote unquote, great leaders, have hurt and oppressed. But it needs mm-hmm. to be put in a museum with the real history of exactly what they did. Did they bring up the country? Yeah. By doing a lot of bad stuff on the backs of other people. So that's my personal, I'm happy that they're getting put down. I'm happy that the Confederate flag is getting banned in some places, because it's nothing to worship. It,
mm-hmm.
not to me, like, it's something that, like, hey, look at how horrible our leaders were. I will go to the museum and be like, if I can learn the real history, not the washed out history, like, oh, they just made America this great place, because America hasn't been great since it started, if we're all being honest. So that's my opinion. It just needs to be put in a museum with the correct history.
You share, Andrea, and you share the same opinion. You're with education, mm-hmm. with the education yeah. of it. That's what you use. Now I'm going to go to my next guest. No, Austin, what you got, dog? What you got?
Man, honestly, I don't think some of them should have been put up in the first place. And here's why. Like, you take, like, I could understand, let's say, Civil War Museum, right? You have Robert mm-hmm. E. Lee statue up. But why is it in the middle of some parks?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we praising traitors and people mm-hmm. from a losing team? I could definitely respect it for an educational purpose, but I think we should also, we need to look back in our history books and rewrite history as well, like the book wise, because I definitely didn't learn a lot in middle school. Growing up in the South, I thought the South was the good team. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was like, man, we lost the Civil War. That's what I thought growing up in middle school. No, like, it's just, that's how it was taught. It's,
yeah,
it's so backwards.
They skewed it.
And I was like, I can't believe we lost the Civil War. Like, this was a football game or something.
The Super Bowl. A
I can say the South are. I don't think that the leaders of the South realize that they lost and they've been losing. I don't think mm-hmm. they're stuck so much into the past, and it's like they stopped there. They never progressed to anything else.
No, go ahead, Austin. I want Austin to finish. Go ahead.
Confederate flag, definitely. I've had jobs longer than the Confederacy, so definitely the flag should go down.
Damn. that was the best. Damn, I've dated somebody longer than the Confederacy last shit.
But if definitely educational wise, it should definitely be taught, hey, this is what happened and this is why we shouldn't go this direction. If people mm-hmm. understand what this flag represented for other people, I don't care if people are like, oh my goodness, this flag doesn't represent this anymore. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It did represent this and it does make people Correct. Feel a certain way. How Change hard is it just to make a different flag, bro? Make a different flag, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Put a happy face on it.
Well, that brings us into like everybody getting offended. It's like everybody wants everybody to do the same damn thing. It's like, mm-hmm. do you realize how many people are on this world? Mm-hmm. I have three children and it's like herding squirrels. What do you think 7 billion people is going to do?
Absolutely.
Like everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a feeling about something. And it's just like, yeah, again, with the Confederate flag, but put it away, put it in a museum. Nobody cares anymore. Just move along with it, right? Like you don't have to have it out proudly displaying it anymore. Correct. It's like, hey, it represented something bad in a lot of people's lives.
Correct. And well, what do we say about opinions?
Right.
We said that earlier. No, but I'm glad I get to go last. Okay. This is funny because I'm listening to each one of you and you guys are hitting the nail on the head. I'm gonna add a little bit more. Cause Austin said it, Polly said it, Andrea said it. Here's the deal. The deal is this. I'm all for putting it in a museum, all of it. And here's as to why. We should know where we came from. We should know what we've gone through. We should, both the good and the bad, the atrocities and the wonderful times that human beings came together to support one another as human beings. September 11th, for instance. Because I remember it just like it happened yesterday when the towers fell and people, it didn't matter what color you were. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. People were helping each other down the street, covered in soot, covered in dust. And some of that was I'm going to be graphic here for a minute. Some of that was the charred, the dust and the remains of people's bodies burning. Okay. Everybody's pulled together to help each other out. Okay, that's why we should keep some of this to remember those things, to remember the good and the bad. But there's a big but here because Austin touched on it. All of you touched on it. The but is this, and I use this, I said it on Twitter not too long ago, and what people don't understand is this. How in the hell can Germany, now I'm going to use Germany for my example here today, folks, because who came out of Germany and who killed people because of their religious belief? Hitler. Right. Do you know in Germany now it's against the law to do anything Nazism? There was a gentleman that was on, he was either on a bus or a train, and he was an older dude, older cat, and he had a ringtone that was a Nazi song. They swiped his ass up and put him in jail quicker than you can believe it. They pretty much erased that from their daily history. They are ashamed and appalled that somebody that came, that bamboozled them, he bamboozled them. He was the greatest con artist that lived and actually led them to believe what he was doing was right, not knowing that he was sitting there putting people in ovens, not knowing that he was separating families. He was torturing people, human beings. Now, again, we need not forget that because the way we learn to never let that happen again is to see that. But here's the thing. This is what they did. And Austin made the point. You have these idiots running around with the Confederate flag. First of all, that was a flag of treason. They were trying to secede from the United States. They were trying to overthrow the government because their belief of enslaving another human being was more important than the greater good of the country. One. Two. Okay, the statues, Robert E. Lee, all this stuff. Why in the hell, again, the losing team? If you know he owned slaves, if you know he agreed with enslaving children, mothers, fathers, with doing things, horrible things to them, raping them, murdering them, taking black babies and using them as gator bait. They supported all that. Why in the hell are they going to have a damn statue in the middle of a fucking park to sit there and say, oh, yeah, he was a great person? He was a horrible human being just like Adolf Hitler. So that's the thing. If you go into Germany, tell me somewhere where they have a statue of Hitler hanging out.
So you're right. You're very, very right. The key difference is between America and Germany, and the way they handle it is they removed all of the statues, yes, but they didn't stop teaching the horrors that were inflicted.
Correct. But they don't. But see, here's the thing. The difference between that and us and them with that is this is where the people, I think it's so skewed. Polly and Austin said it too. You've said it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't see anybody in Germany with their truck riding around with a swastika flying.
Exactly. Because it's not right.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Again, you can. And then the one thing that kills me with, and I don't want to stay on the Confederate flag because I got to go something back to Andrea. The one thing that kills me is these people say, it was my heritage. Your damn heritage.
My heritage. My heritage.
Your heritage is inflicting pain on other people. Your heritage.
But let's be realistic here. And I'm not a freaking expert in this, but hold on a second. That's your heritage. Wait, last time I checked, look at the color of your skin. Where did you come from? Oh, wait, Europe. So that's your heritage, not the South.
Right.
So your heritage. It should be Union Jack.
My grandpa served in the 82nd Cavalry of the Civil War South. So I don't care. He was wrong too.
That's like sitting and
saying, my grandpa served in World War II.
Exactly.
Like what you want, man?
But that's the thing. This is the difference. And I hate to sit there and say it. You know, if I was them, I don't think I would tell too many people, hey, you know, my relatives served in a war, you know, fighting to keep people enslaved. I'm sorry, but that's embarrassing as hell. It's like sitting there saying, you know, my daddy was a dope dealer and a pimp.
My great grandpa worked for the team that wanted to enslave your people.
And you also have to be careful who you say that to, because that's liable to get you like shot.
Well, the thing is, again, you should have some human decency and some morals to sit there and know that, well, that was wrong. That was wrong. Enslaving another human being is wrong.
Exactly.
Doing the horrible things, like I just told you, look at all the things. If you go to the museum of the slavery museum, look at the horrible things that were done to them. And then on top of that, these freaking fools have the nerve and audacity, well, honey, I think we should get married on a plantation. What the hell is wrong with you? I want to go get married up near the gas chambers in Auschwitz. The hell is wrong with you? Go ahead.
Sorry. So being from Louisiana, like the only real nice places that you can actually get married for cheap, I might add, is the plantations.
I know.
They literally like lower the prices lower than anyone and be like, yeah, come have your wedding here. Like you get this whole entire plantation for two nights if you need it. And I'm just like,
but it's a plantation. Right. But keep in mind what happened on that land. People were murdered. People were raped. People were freaking tortured. I mean, you cannot take that away.
So America was founded on the backs of Native Americans.
Absolutely. That's where I was coming back to you for.
Yeah. So if people take the time to be offended by so much in the past that other people can't control, It's a waste of energy, in my opinion.
Correct.
So being married on a plantation, yes, I totally understand where everybody's coming from. But at the same time, it's my son is knocking on the door. Sorry, you'll have to edit that out in a minute.
Good.
It's like, yeah, I get where everybody's coming from, but I don't really understand the outrage because of that. I mean, people do all kinds of stuff on land that was forcibly taken from Indians, correct, and bad things happen to Native Americans and stuff like that. Correct. And I get it, but to me, I'm not really sure. I think I get more confused about the outrage over something, to me personally, that seems so minor, considering that so many places in this country are tainted by the same thing, just different people. So, I mean, you can't really change the past. And I don't think that, I mean, it was probably a beautiful plantation. Probably the only thing on their mind was, hey, you know, this is an amazing place to get married. It's beautiful. It's picturesque. It's like a fairy tale. That's probably all they were thinking. I don't think that, I don't think it was meant to be anything else. And they apologized, which was great. Like, I think that they genuinely didn't understand.
No.
I think avoiding most places just because of the history, I think that's kind of not necessarily needed.
No, and don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Some are picturesque set than the other. You know, the one thing that would make it, what am I looking at? Make it more acceptable, I guess, is if it wasn't still set up the same way it was. I mean, Polly and Austin, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. Or if it wasn't so, how do I put this? It's like glamorized. The plantations are glamorized. Like this great place. They don't put the history of what happened. Then with me finding all of my ancestors and finding like the certain plantations that they were on, I personally wouldn't be comfortable stepping foot on a plantation that one of my ancestors might have died on.
Thank you. That's you hit the nail on the head, and I couldn't articulate it the way you just did. That's what it is. It's glamorized. Don't bullshit me. This was a place where horrible things happened, and Andrea's right, because I was going to go back to her about Native Americans. Let's be realistic. This country was founded on blood. It was founded on horror. It was founded on
not only our country, but every country.
True. Don't get me wrong. But let's talk about America, though, because the reason I want to say this, because right now we're having this movement, and that's why that's going to be the next question I think we're going to go over today. So here's the thing. The thing is this, we have this movement that is not the first movement. It's not the second or the third. It's there has been how many movements for civil rights? Okay.
Countless.
So with that being said, but the thing is the counter action to the movement is, this place is really free. Everybody has the ability to be free in this country. This is America, right? That's why I want to talk about this, to say that America, let's go back, because Andrea, you have Native American history in your lineage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who were the true illegal immigrants here?
The Englishmen, the white men, the Frenchmen.
Exactly. So hold that thought. Hold that thought, because you have somebody in office sitting there saying, oh, we got to get rid of these illegals. We can't have none of them coming over here, this, that, and the other. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Dude, you're one of the number one. You're number one. Mm-hmm. Because the reality, because I brought it up in my other in the other episode, you guys heard me in Austin, you remember that we were talking about it. You go through these reservations, and it makes you sick to your stomach. If you're a human being that has a heart that you can actually feel, these people were robbed of every damn thing in their life. So what? The government gives them a check every month. That's a pittance to what they did to them. But yet you want to sit in the White House and sit here and talk about illegal immigrants? Okay. Now, that's the reason I said what I said, Andrea. I'm going to use the United States, because this country still to this day, because you watch all the protests. I love all the people sitting there anti-Black Lives Matter. You don't have an argument. Oh, all lives matter. all lives don't matter until Black lives matter. And we have history to show for that. We have proof. It's not my opinion. It's not Andrew's opinion. It's not Polly's opinion. It's not Austin's opinion. These are facts that Black people, people of color, whether you're Black, Hispanic, whatever, even Asian, have not had an equal shot in this country in comparison to white people. Am I right or wrong?
You're very right.
That's all I'm talking about. When you could sit here and tout that we are the best, we are this. Whoa, hold on a second. When you can say that when you've eradicated how you treat people in your country, we're giving money to our enemies. Think about this. We're giving money to people that hate us. They hate the American way of life. They hate Americans in general. But yet we got how many homeless families? How many people here? Shit, look at the damn pandemic. How did we lose millions of jobs in days?
If you go by what our wonderful leader says, it's all China's fault.
The China flu.
What did you say, Austin?
The China flu.
Yeah, the China
flu.
That's
what he said.
But that's this is where I as you said, we get angry on this show. You sit here and tout this pretty picture, this perfect picture of America. Okay, and then in a matter of days, it turns into crap. The truth comes out. The true crap that's been going on shows. What bothers me is again, I will not stop saying your names. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery. Look at the way you can see how they were murdered. Murdered. It wasn't even, you can't, they couldn't even justify it if they wanted to. They can't. But when you sit there and have the nerve and the audacity to say all lives matter, because I saw one this morning, a lady sat there, because the dude said, well, what about George Floyd? Oh, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about? A grown-ass man was crying for his dead mother when he had a cop's knee on his neck, choking the life out of him. I don't know what else to sit there and tell you to say about how looking at the United States, you want to sit here and tout this shit. Look at this. Fix that first and then come say, well, we're great. I want to make America great again. Well, then fix that first.
Okay. So I have two things to say. So one, the All Lives Matter people. There was a post where once a person said all lives matter. If people would stop provoking the police, then this would happen. And someone said, Breonna Taylor was sleeping. She was literally sleeping. How do you provoke a police from sleeping? You provoke them by breathing, and the person didn't have a response.
You are not allowed to sleep.
These sleepwalkers are crazy.
And then the second thing I have to say, I wanted to say it when you were talking about Native Americans. They also romanticized the Native Americans from the beginning.
Like, oh, of course.
Pocahontas, that mm-hmm. Disney movie is Disney. Totally romanticized. And then in the history books of what I learned in the South, Native Americans were savages. They were just evil people. They needed to end. That's how they portray Native Americans to us. And then you actually meet a Native American and they tell you their history. And you're like, this ain't what we're learning in school. Like, this is nothing mm-hmm. that they're saying that. You started all. They were trying to be peaceful when, and honestly, they just came and was like, we found this land. And the Native Americans are like, no, we've been here for years. And they're like, we found this land. We'll wipe you out just so we can say we found this land. And I'm like, it's just mind blowing to me. Like, you can't do that. That's not.
So well, if the you didn't reason know... they do that. There's a reason they whitewash, because America, the American people, we get pissed off when we perceive an entity coming in or whatever and wiping out basically mass genocide. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. So Black people were brought over from a completely different country.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the original population. So mm-hmm. when people start progressing and people start understanding what happened, people are like, oh, well, we feel bad now. we totally get it because we did this to the people that were here before us. So we get this. We understand. Now let's romanticize it. They take away that connection when you think about importing people from a completely different land that we know there are still Africans over there. And they still are producing and they still have their way of life. They're just being taken like we do with pets.
Oh, of course, because we're the superior being.
Right. So we would be, and that's totally sarcastic, by the way. so it would be us like, you know, you go and you get lizards or whatever from Australia. They're bearded dragons. They're really docile. They're easy to take care of. But we don't feel bad because, A, there are plenty more over in Australia. So we're not really affecting the population.
Right.
And we're using them for our needs or whatever. And that's, I think that's the reason, that's why it's so different. And it's just as wrong. But I think that that's why we romanticize one over the other, because we're trying to make up for something that an entire population understands in general and can relate to in general. But half the population doesn't want to relate to, or however much percentage of the population doesn't want to relate to, you know, Black people. Right. And they did the same thing.
I wanted to, Austin, you were going to say something, sir. Please.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
No, it's okay.
I was going to say, all I have to do is walk into my neighbor's house and say, oh, look what I found. If we're going to play that game.
Yeah, that's
right.
Basically.
That's no, he came to America and said, "Look what I found." Native America's like, "We're here already, man! Look what I found."
Hey, did your neighbor get a nice beer? I just found his car. Let me take it.
That's how I try to explain to people why it's messed up. Like with Christopher Columbus, they're like, "Oh man, he found it." Well, how you found something that wasn't lost?
I made that point in school before and they were like, they didn't know what to say. I was like, they like was saying it and I was like, wait, you said that you said he found this, right? I was like, but how can he find it if the Native Americans was there already? My teacher just looked at me and I was like, I really want to know. Like, this whole time you've been telling me that he found America, and then now in sixth grade you're telling me, oh, he founded America, but there were people here already. Huh?
They didn't matter. They were just some uneducated beastly men.
He didn't even find America. He found the Bahamas.
That's right. That is correct. True. And also Barbados or something like that?
Trinidad? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but hold on a second, and we're gonna end this one here, and we're gonna with our last bit of time, I want to talk about something that Polly brought up that's very it's very interesting, and it really will need a whole episode, but we're gonna start it today. All right, at the end of the day, you know, there are so many injustices, so many wrongs. Again, as Andrea said before, all of them said before, we have to, as human beings, recognize or identify these issues, put them to bed, literally just close the book on them in order to move forward. And until we do that, we're not going to have peace. We're not going to have justice. Because if you can't, as a human being, identify that person that lives across the street from you, no matter what color their skin, no matter where they're originally from, no matter if they just came here, like some people want to say they just got off the boat. It doesn't matter. They're a human being just like you. And if they were in need, would you save them? Would you help them if they were choking, if they needed food or something like that? Because you hope damn well someone would do it for you or for your loved ones. Would you want someone to save you or your family in a burning house? These are, when you bring it back down to basics of human decency, and you throw all that other stuff out the window, you cannot deny, hey, you're Black or you're Native American or you're this, you're Hispanic. We identify that and we appreciate it and we embrace it. I embrace your culture. I embrace who you are. I want to learn so I'm not an idiot. And then you learn about me. If everybody could live like that, and for the most part, you all will agree, other countries, they do operate in that manner. There's racism all over the world, but we seem to be the leader when it comes to that. We're number one. Would you disagree?
I think that when you're in one particular country, I think that you're going to view it as more so than, say, if we grew up in like Saudi Arabia or whatever. I think that we would see it differently, and we would probably see that country as being probably the epicenter of it. I definitely think that we are up there.
No, we're way up there.
We're right up there in those high ranks. But mm-hmm. to say that we're probably number one, I wouldn't say that, because, again, we're immersed in our culture. We're not immersed in somebody else's. So our perspective is going to be different than somebody else's.
Absolutely. Perspective makes or breaks things. But what I'm saying is like the rest of the world, keep in mind, you know, with the pandemic, the rest of the world is watching us. And I don't know if you know, because we have people all over the world, you know, on social media, this and people I talk to. And some people even say, what the hell is going on in the United States? Because they sit there, it's almost like, grab the popcorn and let's watch this.
Oh, we're definitely the leader in stupidity right now.
that equals the social justice issues. Again, with what Polly brought up earlier, the dude shoots at the cops, this, that, and the other. It's like, you know, that's what they even say about America. Oh, yeah. Like in Japan, you know, they think that we're the Wild West. So that dude shooting at the cops with an AK, this, you get shot in the leg and just take him to jail. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is wrong with you people over there? You know that it was so bad that you had to do that. But I'm going to close this out here. We do need to move on, because I know that you guys have stuff to do. But listen, Polly brought up something, and it's sat heavily on me for a number of days. And it actually more so, it makes me sad. I'm going to let her talk about it for a minute, because I think it's very important that we have a discussion on this. We'll start it off today, but we need to have another episode to discuss this, because this is something that people, the average person, especially white people, they really don't think about this, or really don't put any mind to it per se. Polly, let's talk about, you know, genealogy. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Oh, I love genealogy. My grandma does genealogy. Okay, sorry.
No, so, go ahead.
One of my uncles, cousins, I don't remember, they did the ancestry.com, and they could only go so far back to my great-grandma and great-grandpa, who were both slaves. And so I've been actually digging into my past, and I was in therapy, like, trying to tell her, like, oh, this is the picture of my great-grandpa, my great-grandma, and I was telling her, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, where they came from, because they spoke French, like, strictly French. They couldn't speak English at all, so I know that I have French ancestors. And she was like, she brought up something. She was like, you know, you will never find out. Your ancestor, your history ends when they got off the boat in America. And she's not wrong. I cannot find anywhere back of where my ancestors came from. I don't know my history.
They have no written log. So with written record, most tribes didn't actually have a written language. They mm-hmm. only spoke, they didn't have a written language, or they would write glyphs or whatever, carve rocks. I mean, that's really what they did. So when you get to the French or the white colonized areas, that's when you start getting your written down. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but they also made sure that they stayed illiterate. So you're not going to get any history. It's the same way with Native Americans. I ran into that problem, or my grandmother ran into the same problem, trying to find my Native American history. And until they started doing the Dawes, which was registering the Indians, there is no history. There is no recorded history unless you go back to your tribe, and most of it was destroyed.
Polly said this the other day. Austin, please chime in. <with anything. laughs> I mean, it's like Bueller. Bueller?
No.
No, but seriously, Polly brought that up the other day, and it actually hurt me. I mean, I don't know a lot about my family either, but it actually hurt me because I've been to Charleston and I've been to that area where they show where, you know, they had the slave market. It's disgusting. It actually also, it bothered me a lot. You know, when you go into somewhere and you get that eerie feeling that you're just uncomfortable. That's there. I'm a firm believer. You guys can make fun of me. I do believe in, you know, kind of the spirits and, like, you know, energy. And there's a lot.
I'm an empath. I pick up people's energy all the time. I can read people's feelings. I believe you.
Yeah. So you know, in an area like that, especially, and that goes back to the whole thing about plantations, because there's some plantations down there, of course. It's just bad juju, man. A lot of bad things happen on that land and it stays. That's the thing. There's never been a cleansing. There's never been a reckoning of, you know, you guys can move on or this energy can just dissipate. And that's the one thing too, when she brought that up about it, you think about it, because I think in visual, especially, you know, from doing film, I have to see it in order to make it happen. I got to see it happen, and I could see the people coming off of the ships in chains. I could see all of that because we've seen, you know, in documentaries, or we've seen in National Geographic, whatever. You've seen it on TV, but to see that and feel that, I really want people to sit there and think about that for a minute. One, these people didn't know what the hell was being said because they didn't understand the language, but two, look at all of that. Like Polly said, it ended right there. It ended. You don't know if you have family back on the continent. You might have cousins. You might have distant relatives that would love to get to know you. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think so deeply of that. And it was not only a disservice, it was a travesty that happened to a race. Because you could take the blood test and it tells you, oh, you're from, you know, this part of the continent, Uganda, or from Nigeria, or this, that, and the other. That's wonderful. That's great. That tells me a geographical area that I may be from, but I don't know my people.
Yeah. Well, you all. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No. Go.
No. So, you also have to think some of them didn't come from Africa.
Correct.
Like, from what I've been doing a lot of research. I'm most likely, my ancestors, I found two of the plantations that my ancestors went to, and they got their slaves from the Caribbeans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as far as I can trace it. I don't know the original last names, because a lot of them did actually, like my family picked up the name Valier, and it basically means people of the valley, and they were from a plantation called Valley Plantation.
Wow.
So that was the last name that they picked up.
Jeez.
So what you said, the Caribbean was a staging point.
Yeah, correct. That's what I was gonna say.
So they probably transported the whatever their haul staged at the Caribbean, removed whatever they could, you know, did what they needed to do, sort out whatever they needed to sort out. And then from there, they would do the selling process. So your first record of them, yeah, they're going to be from the Caribbean probably, but they're more than likely, they probably came from Africa.
Austin, what are your thoughts on this?
Honestly, I don't know much about my ancestry. All I've been told is I'm Italian. But, like, for the most part, I've never got to meet my real family because my father was adopted. So when I was finally going to have the opportunity to meet my grandpa, which was a few years ago, or it was like last year or so, he passed away. So I really don't know much about my family. I think I'm Italian. I think.
Do you like pasta bazool?
I like spaghetti. The hell?
That's Italian enough.
I mean, that's not really I love Italian food, so I like. I mean, could that be why? But I might just like Italian food, so.
He just loves a good spaghetti.
I can eat pizza and spaghetti every day. If I can be honest,
he's an Italian.
Probably doesn't totally. Like
cooking it. Totally Italian.
So I guess I love sushi, so it makes me Japanese.
Facts.
And I love tacos, so that makes me Mexican.
You must be Mexicano.
I like potatoes. That's my favorite.
Ooh, you're Irish.
Yeah, you're Irish. Polly O'Brennigan. O'Brennigan and Andrea Gonzalez and Austin. Austin, I gotta give you a good
Costello's.
Austin Louis. Oh my God, we can have so much fun with this. But seriously, no, Austin, and I'm sorry to hear about your grandfather. I don't know. Is there any other way that you can? Can you find his relatives to see if you can find out some more information?
I feel like if I actually put some effort into it, I could figure it out.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of deciding whether or not you want to.
Right. It's a shame. It really is a shame. I don't really care about my history, to be honest with you. It has nothing to do with me right now and what I do moving forward as a person. It's nice to know, but quite frankly, we have so many damn problems right now. We need to figure other things out before we can do all that.
Definitely. Part of me doesn't want to figure it out and find out they were terrible people. So
it has
nothing
to do with you though.
You're you. It's still not your ancestors.
No, I understand. I understand completely. No,
and actually, you know, because I did find out a little bit about my stuff, not everything, not real far back, and you know, it's some of it's okay, and some of it's like really. Uh-huh, but whatever, you know, you just move on. And I put that out. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. I care, but mostly because there's a like big part of me. Like in America, I'm just black. I'm African American. I'm black. I'm nothing else. But honestly, my family is really culturally diverse. So I mix with French, and we know this is how much we know. We mix with French, we're mixed with Blackfoot Indian, and we're mixed with Greek and then African, of course. So that's the four. But with my great grandma, that's where the French side stopped. And she died when I was 11 or 9. And then with the Greek side, my great grandma just died, and that's where it stopped. We didn't learn anything. We know that we have this in our family. My great grandma barely spoke English. She only really spoke French. She was learning English from her children.
So she was first generation.
Yeah. So it's like something that I wish I like could have known, because it's a part of my family that the older ones know a little bit of, but starting with the generation before me, we don't know anything of our history at all. I was the first to actually be interested in it.
Wow. So I'm going to throw out there real quick. Polly, if you have any questions or need any help, I have family members who are they've been literally doing genealogy for 30 plus years. I can find out any questions, the answer to any question you have, you need me.
I like this.
So I'm just saying they have resources. My grandmother has Alzheimer's now, so she's not with it anymore. But I definitely have family friends who I've known for years. If you have any question or whatever, don't hesitate to ask me. I will get in touch with whoever and find out.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
If you ever need that resource, I have it.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna leave that there, because this is a conversation going on for another freaking hour, and I know everybody's got lives, and we want to keep these around about an hour. We've gone over today. We went over the last one too. But listen, basically, and this is to our listeners, you've heard everything we had to say today. You've heard my opinion. You've heard everybody's opinion here. It's information for you to make an educated opinion of your own, to make a hypothesis. You have to take all the information that you have and the kids will give that to you too.
Yeah, let them know. Yeah, tell them how you feel.
are you picking up my kids in the background?
Yeah, it's cool though. It's cool.
Like I have my door closed. They're in my living room. Like, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No, we're having, I like this. This is what I was going to say. And you take that rage and you put it into good use.
Yeah, that's my 5-year-old's rage.
His brothers
aren't helping.
Kids are kids and having fun. And thank God they're all healthy and having a good time. So that's all that matters. But seriously, what you've heard today is opinions from different people. We appreciate Andrea being with us today. We're going to definitely have her back because we got to finish this conversation about genealogy. We really do. Sure. And I want you all to think about that when you have a discussion with your family or your friends. And I don't care what color, what race you are. This is something we all need to discuss. We all need to have this. We all need to take this seriously because, again, if we don't do anything about it now, why are you going to leave it to your future generations to handle it and that information's lost forever? That's my question to you today. So again, thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Polly. And thank you, Austin, for being on the show today.
Yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed myself. I look forward to coming back again.
Absolutely. We're going to have you back. Definitely. And Polly and Austin, you guys, thank you for everything as well.
You're welcome. Thanks for
definitely
making us a part of your show.
Not a problem. And, you know, I really enjoyed this today. This was really cool. And then especially when we have Sarah back on, it's going to be off the chain, y'all. So y'all just make sure you tune into the next one because she's a spitfire there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez. No, but seriously, listen, y'all, everybody stay safe. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we will be back. So again, before I go, I want to let everyone know that you can always check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on Twitter, and you can always check us out on Instagram. And we have a website. It's firstshotpodcast.com. So you can go there as well and get previous episodes. We're on all of the channels. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcast. iTunes. We're on all of them. So we're on iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio podcast as well.
Oh, we're so, making it, baby.
Yeah, they're calling you. They're calling you. Austin's phone's ringing. but seriously, everybody. But you can find us anywhere. And also, we appreciate feedback. We're always open to intelligent, unbiased, but also civil discussion. I'm not gonna put up with fighting about something because there's life is too damn short to fight, man. I've already done all my fighting. I'm done. I don't know about you guys, but I'm done arguing with people. So listen, exactly.
All of
those, right?
Fist
so,
fights.
No, well, see that again. Like I said before, you know, if I have to throw down, I know I'm the one going to jail, even if I was in the right. Doesn't matter. So we will. Well, that's another episode. No, but listen,
a whole new episode.
Exactly. That's another series. But seriously, y'all. Exactly. Y'all stay safe, and we will see you on the next one. Bye, everybody.